With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Right now, Native women, girls, and Two-Spirit people are violently targeted by non-Native perpetrators with devastating frequency. In 2021, President Biden issued a proclamation declaring May 5th Missing Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. Nationally, the day is observed with events in many Native nations. In the Forest County Potawatomi community, organizers honored their loved ones who went missing and were murdered with a pipe ceremony, sign-making, and a group walk. Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people face disproportionately high levels of violence. They're twice as likely to experience a rape or sexual assault in comparison to all other races and are more likely to be sex trafficked. Heather Van Zyl is the vice chairwoman for the Forest County Potawatomi community.
Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Kull, through the Wisconsin Department of Justice Task Force on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, and our state's law enforcement continue working diligently to address this problem. But these efforts will require more help.
Van Zyl says we need to ensure that we provide our state's law enforcement and other supporting agencies with the resources they need to adequately address these ongoing issues. An event was also held by the Mole Lake Band of Secaucan Chippewa community, where participants tie-dyed red shirts and prayed. 15 years ago, a Vilas County husband and wife sold more than 1,000 acres of land to the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. That sale ensured the land would be conserved. The transaction sparked a journey in land conservation projects for the couple. For WXPR, Ben Meyer tells us how they're being honored by a statewide organization for their years of work.
Joe and Mary Havel have now helped to conserve, both directly and through their advocacy, tens of thousands of acres in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. They were just named this year's winners of the Land Legacy Award by Gathering Waters, a leading Wisconsin conservation organization. WXPR profiled some of the Havel's conservation projects, including Wildcat Falls near Watersmeet, on an episode of The Stream in 2020. Now, Gathering Waters Executive Director Mike Carlson is praising the Havels as people of extraordinary leadership and generosity.
Two words really came to mind for me when I was reviewing their nomination materials. And those two words that came to mind to me were creativity and persistence.
Conserving lands like Wildcat Falls, the Upper Wisconsin River Legacy Forest, and the Headwater Cedars Community Forest required complex purchasing, selling, and protection strategies. Each project also took great patience, Joe Havel said.
For as impatient as I was as a younger adult, dwelling on conservation has really taught me the virtue of patience. You know, because this stuff just does not happen overnight. It just does not happen fast.
The Wildcat Falls project, for example, took more than a decade to complete. But the Havels feel their work is important to protect special places and set an example for younger generations.
What's 10 years when we're talking about old-growth forests or billion-year-old rock outcrops? I mean, what's 10 years?
Gathering Waters will formally honor Joe and Mary Havel at a local event later this year. For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer.
A pair of wedding barns sued the state of Wisconsin on Tuesday, seeking to block enactment of a new law requiring them to get liquor licenses similar to other establishments that host events. Owners and operators of wedding barns tried unsuccessfully last year to kill the law that overhauled regulation of the state's multi-billion dollar liquor industry. The changes, which had been worked on for years, had buy-in from both Republicans and Democrats, large and small brewers, wholesalers, and retailers. Farmview Event Barn, located in Berlin, and Monarch Valley Wedding and Events in Blair filed the lawsuit against the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Republicans who control the Wisconsin Legislature's Audit Committee have voted to launch a probe of diversity initiatives across state government. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for the review in December after he forced universities of Wisconsin regents to limit diversity positions in exchange for state funding for staff raises and construction projects. Voss has said he wants to eliminate diversity initiatives across the state. He says such efforts only divide people, and he wants a truly colorblind society. The audit committee voted 6-4 Tuesday to launch a review of diversity within the executive branch. Democratic Governor Tony Evers' spokesperson says Republicans are weaponizing the audit committee for political gains. Michigan farmers are preparing after the new avian flu extraordinary emergency order from Michigan's Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Crystal Blair reports.
New safety guidelines must be in place by this Wednesday that affect all dairy and poultry operations in the state. The guidelines include the designation of a biosecurity manager, establishing a perimeter that limits access to livestock, and implementing cleaning and disinfection procedures at those access points. Chief Medical Executive for the state of Michigan, Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, says the most severe cases of the bird flu seem to be in poultry.
Poultry don't recover well from this virus. This is a highly pathogenic virus in poultry, and the dairy cows do tend to recover even though their milk production is slowed down.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development first detected avian flu in Michigan dairy cattle on March the 29th of this year. The disease has since been detected in more dairy herds and commercial poultry flocks in seven counties. Crystal Blair reporting.
Peregrine falcons nesting at a power plant in central Wisconsin have laid their first egg for the season. Video showed the egg in a nest box at the Weston Power Plant. The male of the couple, called Sheldon, has been returning to the site for the last 9 years. The female falcon is unbanded, so they don't know her history. This is the 12th egg to be laid inside the nest boxes at WPS and Wee Energy's power plants this spring. A total of 444 chicks have been born at WPS and Wee Energy power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the program began in 1992. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.